supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. The year-end clearance sale is here. You cannot miss this. We've got triple power sofas for just $14.95. All of our mattresses, including Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and even adjustable bases are on sale right now. Plus, with 2 years no-interest financing, there's never been a better time. That's only at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 Bypass and Easley, open Monday through Saturday.
The Roar, with enough hot takes to melt your smart speaker. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining, it is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Two out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. You know what Michigan should do? They should start Wolverine moving, and they should put like Sharon Moore's head on a butt. Like, you know, just the ones who are going to jail, and they should, you know, they should paint bars on.
Maybe
Matt Weiss.
I think Clemson Tiger moving works well here, but maybe Michigan Bell Bondsman might be more appropriate.
Tiger Moving's a great company. I know that, and they exist. TigerMovingGreenville.com, TigerMoving@gmail.com. These are wonderful folks. They'll move you. I've said this many times before. I've never had a bad experience with Tiger Moving. In fact, I think I've said this before, too. I asked them about a job, and there was one time, it was a brief back and forth, and they basically were like, that's going to be tough for us to do. And I was like, okay. They're very upfront with me about that. Move your home, move your bed. I had a very specific request, and it was not something that they would typically do. Not something they would typically do. But they were, again, they were very upfront. And that's the thing I love about Tiger Moving is that they are clean cut. They're reliable. They are upfront. What you see is what you get with the pricing. What you see is what you get with the service. These are great, great folks. Clemson grads owned and operated. They can take care of you and your family, your business, moving locations. This is the time of year where you don't need more stress. Let Tiger Moving take that stress off your plate. TigerMoving@gmail.com, TigerMovingGreenville.com. All right, 654 Roar is the number.
All right, we were talking about Notre Dame and
yes.
USC and Notre Dame and the committee and all that on the other side. Notre Dame and USC are hitting the pause button, which they call it the pause button now, but it feels like this is going to be a permanent thing. And not play this annual rivalry for the next 2 years. It's a rivalry game that has been played since World War II.
That sucks, by the way. Like, that part of it is really sad because it didn't have to go like this.
USC wants to play this game annually, like in week zero, because the thought is the loser has time to recover. But now, and you'll have to kind of explain this to me, when they found out about this provision that kicks in for Notre Dame next year, they have backed off because of that?
So this is the Auerbach, and this is a series of tweets. I'll just read you what Nicole Auerbach is saying. Nicole Auerbach says, a person with direct knowledge of the communications between the Big Ten Conference office and schools confirmed to NBC Sports that all 18 schools received the full language of the CFP MOU. Again, the document that says a bunch of stuff, but that includes the little piece where Notre Dame, if they're in the top 12, they get automatic inclusion, which was unanimously supported by all current and incoming members in March 2024. Her follow-up tweet, she has two of them. The first one says, a USC source disputes this. USC cites new information about the MOU in the past few weeks and the CFP selection process overall as key reasons it didn't want to play Notre Dame late in the season. Translation, we just watched Notre Dame get excluded because this format hasn't kicked in yet. We will watch in the future if the same rankings were copied and pasted to next year, Notre Dame get in over a team that beat it and was ranked higher. So USC is like, we're not going to help you get in despite we beat you. We're not going to be the 11th team and get in when you're worse than us. When you're worse than us.
Because it could just as easily be Southern Cal that is in the top 12 and they get jumped.
That's right. So I think that has spooked people a little bit.
I personally don't care about that game. I realize it's a rival game. I enjoy watching Notre Dame, and I am in no way a hater of Notre Dame football. I'm really not.
What if I told
but I don't,
you?
I don't care much about that game for some reason.
What if I told you that they play for a trophy that's known as a shillelagh? Shillelagh?
I'm listening.
I'm not even really sure what this is. It's incredibly Irish.
That's the thing that kind of looks like a ladle, right?
I think so. The jeweled shillelagh is the trophy for the USC Notre Dame football rivalry. It is an Irish war club. It does look a little ladle-ish, but it is a war club apparently, adorned with jewels, rubies for USC and emeralds for Notre Dame. And they have those jewels representing how many times the teams have won.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at it.
So they play for this very historic trophy since 1952. They have awarded this this highly historic trophy.
So what happens to the trophy?
That's a great question. I guess Notre Dame gets to keep it.
People smoke meth out of those?
Oh, man. Come on, guys.
I guess you could.
Come on. Not in ancient times. Auerbach followed up and said, the MOU language as it relates to Notre Dame has not changed as it was communicated to Big Ten schools last year. So, and this is according to another source. So basically what this is the Big Ten said, fine, we'll sign this thing. We want 12 teams. We think we're going to get a bunch of teams in. We'll get the 12 teams in. They didn't read the fine print on Notre Dame, and they are now seeing, oh, no, if it isn't the consequences of our signatures.
Well, since it doesn't kick in till next season, they weren't as concerned about it. You know, it's not what's in place this year. Let me ask you a question about that, though, for Notre Dame next year. And again, the college football, the playoff committee is not on the is not part of the group that decides all the playoffs format and all that stuff. If I was a committee member, or if you were a committee member, do you think you would try to keep Notre Dame as close to like the 12th, number 12 in the rankings? You always have an option? I mean, if it makes sense. If Notre Dame is undefeated, they're not going to be 11th and other undefeated 4th. But you see what?
Yes.
Because I think you would have to be careful about ranking Notre Dame too high and then painting yourself into a corner in case they were to like lose a final game, or you get in a situation this year where there's other teams you've got to put in. You know, you got to give yourself some options. So in a way, this could kind of backfire on Notre Dame in terms of how high they're ranked.
This is going to hurt Notre Dame for this reason, okay? And this looks like it's going to give Notre Dame special treatment. But this is where my principal concern about the committee from the get-go, from the earliest, I don't want to say the earliest, but like very early in the process of ranking these teams, it became very clear that these were people who were going to select teams and rank teams based on the rules of engagement. So I think in our mind, what we thought was, okay, we're going to move away from a computer model, and we're going to have people who are not just AP voters, but these are like people whose only task, they're not covering games, whatever, but they are like so focused on watching games, and all they're going to do is watch these games, and then they're going to rank these teams, and then at the end, whatever their rankings tell us is who's going to get in. Right? And they're just going to rank teams without any knowledge of how the bracket's being filled out. They're just ranking them. What has happened, though, is that the rankings, again, because of the way the committee has used them, the rankings have been used to justify putting teams in certain spots. It has been quite coincidental which conference has the teams that populate the low end of the poll and how that knowledge is used to defend publicly, hey, we had to put this team fourth in a four-team playoff because look at all these ranked wins that we say they had. And it's circular logic. It's just, it's silliness. So here's what's going to happen, and I truly do believe this, and I may be proven wrong. I get proven wrong a lot with these things. I think Notre Dame, if that happened this year, because this year, if this year's rankings are going to copy and paste it with next year's rules, Notre Dame will be in, Miami will be out, despite the fact Miami will be ahead of them. Except for this, the easiest thing in the world for the committee to do in order to avoid this very narrow, bad-looking scenario is just have BYU 12.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you think it would have even been a Miami-Notre Dame thing? Because you have an obvious roadblock with Miami in that they had – they beat Notre Dame. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Don't say it. Game doesn't matter.
I mean, it could have hurt somebody like Oklahoma.
Correct. It could be. I mean, it could have been any number of teams in there. So I would say the committee's just not going to deal with it. They're just not going to deal. They are going to some, and this is what, you can't trust them to just rank the teams, because if they believe that BYU was 12 and Notre Dame was 13, that'd be one thing. But when they just so happen to have Notre Dame at 13, so we avoid this awkwardness, you are left with no other conclusion besides the committee is just ranking the teams based on the rules of engagement so that they get the kind of result that makes the most sense to the most people. And they're not just saying, well, we think Notre Dame is the 12th best team. And so whatever that means for the what happens in the – whatever, like the committee didn't make the rules. This is like the commissioners and the playoff chair, like all these people, they don't make the rules. They're just supposed to rank the teams, right? And whatever their ranking spit out is what's supposed to happen. But I don't think the committee operates that way.
I just want to mention this one more time, and then we'll go to Slooper here on the phone. I still can't get past the surprise that the 10 college commissioners voted to allow this for Notre Dame and no one else. You think the Big Ten and the SEC have both been lobbying for guaranteed spots, Quawk. They're not getting guaranteed spots, but yet they are voting to allow Notre Dame a guaranteed spot as long as they match this one condition. And good for Notre Dame, but I'm just shocked that we have allowed this.
Did they have to get Notre Dame on board? Did it have to be unanimous?
It did not. So until the vote to expand, it had to be unanimous. Now it has to be. Some things are a majority, other things are a supermajority. But it did not. It no longer has to be unanimous. Everything they have done with the expansion has been unanimous. So I've got to assume this did not have to be. But you know, then other language that I've read sounds like everything so far has been unanimous. Now that there's one other thing on the MOU that kicks in next year. There's also this. And I haven't seen this confirmed anywhere. There's this suggestion that the winner, the conference champion of the group of four, all will automatically get in. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Which would have put Duke in. this year.
Yes. So
which I think would have been a mistake.
I do too. We're going to talk. I want to talk about that in the next segment because I don't think the committee got it wrong with James Madison over Duke in this instance. Let's go to Slooper, who's up with us next. 654 Roars the number. What's up, Slooper?
Hey, what's up, Quokken Ben? How are y'all?
Doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing really good. First of all, I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's.
You too, buddy.
Talk to y'all again.
Thank you.
But I do. Y'all kind of talked about it a little bit. You're like, hey, Duke would have got in this year if this contract was underway. And I gotta say this. Let me just say, there's a lot of people saying, you know, James Madison shouldn't have got in these because they're just getting blasted out of the water, right? But eventually, you're gonna have to come to a system where you know what the system is and you know who's gonna get in. And it doesn't matter if you lose that conference championship game to a Duke who's, you know, 5-6 or whatever they are, that's your fault. Don't lose to them. And I just know you're going to have to come to that system because we're in pro sports, Walk. That's what we're in. We can't have people deciding based off of what they feel, who should be in, who should be out, because that's what's getting us to this point where it's almost unrecognizable. We don't know what's going to happen in any given minute. Like, you're going to have a system where you know who's going in based on outcome. That's the only way you can do it when there's this much money floating around. And I know we don't want it to happen. I wouldn't have wanted Duke to go. But also, at the same time, don't let Duke go represent you in the ACC championship game and don't let them win. I get it. I understand it. And in football, especially, that shouldn't be happening. In football, typically your best team wins, Qualk. And I don't know what else to say about that. If we keep allowing it for people to kind of come up with the script of who gets in the playoffs, we're going to keep going down this path, and eventually it'll be totally unrecognizable, Qualk.
Listen, Slooper, I think you make great points there. I appreciate the phone call. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, dude.
Thanks very much. I want to talk about this on the other side because I think Slooper makes a good point. I would add one thing, though, that I think makes what he's talking about very, very difficult and not quite as easy as we're going to copy and paste sort of how we feel about the pros and some of the ways that people qualify in. We'll discuss that on the other side. Plus, we're going to talk about some of the playoff games from last weekend. This hour brought to you by friends at Collegiate Legacy Designs. I want to read this from Portia in Charlotte, okay? I've told you about a replica class ring. It's a beautiful handcrafted design. Gorgeous. One of the best prints I've gotten so far. Portia says, highly recommended. We've ordered several of these for friends and family. The recipients simply get choked up and love the gift. They cannot wait to hang it on their wall or put it on an easel for a desk/tabletop. The quality is amazing and sparks that eternal Clemson pride. That's what Greg and Julie Terry are doing, our great friends. That's what Porsche experienced. That's what I've experienced. That's what you can experience as well. Get it today, collegiatelegacydesigns.com. 654 Roar, if you'd like to get in. Hour two of the program continues right after this.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
You in part by our great friends at Industrial Motor Service. Doug and his staff been there over 30 years in Anderson, South Carolina. I know Doug, salt of the earth people. I mean, believe me when I say that, these are the kind of people you want to do business with. If you are in manufacturing, textile, farming, anything that requires and relies on motors, pumps, gearboxes, etc., then make a note of industrialmotorservice.com. They have 24/7 customer service, 24/7 repair service. They can set you up on a preventative maintenance program, and their goal is to keep you up and running at all times. They know that when you are down, your business is down, and you are losing money. We don't want that. Industrial Motor Service, if you don't need them now, you're going to need them eventually. And I would go ahead and establish that relationship now. See what they can do for you and your business. IndustrialMotorService.com.
All right, so before we went to break, Slooper, I mean, some interesting stuff in that phone call. Several interesting things in that phone call. A couple of texts related. A texter says, it's starting to sound like we need to go back to computers. I still don't like the computers. The computers give you, the computers give you basically the same teams in the same order that the committee is right now, just without the ability to, you know, consider special circumstances. Texter says, I'm surprised the SEC and Big Ten agreed to give Notre Dame special consideration. But Notre Dame's always gotten special treatment, at least in my lifetime. They've gotten into a BCS title game playoffs. They had no business being in, gotten blown out, except last year they didn't belong. I think they get evaluated differently because their pedigree, which quit being impressive in the 90s. I think that's a little extreme, but I think that's the way a lot of people feel.
I think Notre Dame is good enough to have been in the playoffs this year.
They would be a threat if they got in.
Absolutely. I do. This is not one of those situations where Notre Dame is not good enough. Notre Dame is good enough. But so are the other teams that are in it. And you want to say, it's not, man, I'm just going to say the silent part out loud. It's not just about the 12 best teams, because there are other factors at play. We talked about that for an entire segment yesterday about what concessions had to be made with the group of five in order to expand the playoffs in the first place. And to me, a 12-team playoff is the option I would choose, and I am willing to give up a little bit in order to do that. We really have a 10-team playoff or an 11 this year, a 10-team playoff with those other two. Other years, it's really 11 spots that you have. You know, and now, and even if the ACC champion would have gotten in this year, they wouldn't have been good enough. They would not have been one of the top 12. They would not have been a better team than Notre Dame. But we have to allow some concessions in order to be able to do this in the first place. And I'm okay with that. So Notre Dame is a good team. Notre Dame would be a threat. I don't know that Notre Dame is good enough to win it all this year. But this may be the first time that a team was left out that might have been good enough to win it all. I'm talking about in the four team, there were some other teams certainly that probably could have made that claim. But I mean, are you follow me?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying there. I mean, it kind of dovetails into what Slooper was talking about at the end there, where he said we have to come up with a better way to, like,
there's just not a perfect way though, and the computer model's not perfect either. There, you do need some human element, because stats don't tell everything. If, like, Sam and I went through several NFL games, and like Alabama's numbers against Oklahoma, statistically, Alabama lost every way possible, yet they beat Oklahoma. I mean, so numbers are not the end all beat all.
That's right. Now you're hoping, and I'm going to cite some of the metrics here to make a different point. But you're hoping that over a larger sample size, and not just the one game, that you'll be able to tell, okay, well, there were a couple of results where things got a little sideways, but on the whole, this is a team that has played really well this year. And it needs to match your win-loss record and all this stuff. But the bottom line is, you can't do what you do in the pros because of scheduling. Here's why the pro model works, okay? The pro model works in football because they have 32 teams divided into 8 divisions. You play 6 out of your 17 games against your little bitty group of teams. You play that little bitty group of teams more than everybody else. You play 6 games, roughly a third of your schedule, like 36, 37%, whatever it is, against that group of 6. And you're done. Like that group, and so you know if you win your division, that you have likely done a very good job primarily against those teams. Now, if you don't win your division, then it prioritizes the other 11 games. But we are putting a priority on a small group of games against an even smaller subset of teams. One of the weaknesses, I think, of Major League Baseball right now is they have broadened out the schedules to where you don't play the teams in your division significantly more than others. And I know why they did it. It's for ticket sales and novelty and things like that. But the reality is it's easier to identify this is the best team in the division that we're trying to win, that we're all trying to win, if you're playing a crap ton of games against the other teams in that same division.
I do think we have convinced ourselves to a certain degree that every professional sport, every other sport, always puts the best teams in the playoffs.
Correct.
And like the Carolina Panthers are going to make the playoffs this year.
Or the Bucks. I still think the Bucks are alive. I do think the Bucks are alive.
Neither one of those are anywhere near one of the best teams in football. They're just not.
How many times the Seahawks go 7-9 and host a playoff game?
Yeah. You know, so somebody like Green Bay could get left out. Green Bay is better than the Panthers and the Buccaneers, probably.
With Jordan Love, certainly.
Yeah.
We'll have to see about that. But, I mean, to the point, though, like the reason that this got sideways this year is because the circumstance that we were in didn't give us, like, very good champions. Like in the NFL, if the Panthers win the division, it would be hard for you to say, yeah, but the Bucs were really the better team. Or like the Packers lose to the Bears and you go, well, you know, the Packers were the better team, but we just didn't find a way to get them. No, like the teams that win the division are the best teams in the division. We don't have conversations about, well, the best team in the division didn't win it. Or the team that was playing it. But now it might be injuries and things like that. But in the ACC, we legitimately were having a conversation about how the best team in the conference didn't even play for the title. They didn't even get in the game. And it wasn't that they lost to Duke. Mm-hmm. They didn't even play Duke, not even once. That's why you can't have a more nailed-down way to get teams automatically in here than what we have right now.
Several texters pointing out to me, I'm glad you did, that, of course, the Panthers beat Green Bay head-to-head. And head-to-head does matter. I just looked down at the very first example that I could think of, and of course I picked the wrong one.
That's incredible.
Head-to-head does matter. It absolutely does matter.
Oh, man. Let's go to Scott in Greenville, who's up listening. We'll go to Scott and Thad in this segment. What's up, Scott?
What's up, man? I was going to call you and tell you Merry Christmas, and then you stole everything I was going to talk to you about.
Oh, so man. Well, say it again. Say it better. Scott.
No, I was just going to use the NFL as an example. I mean, the many years you get a 7-9 conference champ, so I'm all for Duke getting in this year as conference champion. But I would have loved,
to see that. You know what I mean, though? Like, to me, it's not that. Like, Duke and the Panthers are not the same, because the Panthers will have gotten in because they were competing directly with a small number of teams that they beat more often than they didn't.
Right.
Duke didn't even play Virginia. Well, they did play Virginia. They didn't even play Miami in the regular season. So, like, they didn't even have to beat Miami to earn their way. We can't even say that Duke got in a fluky way through a head-to-head, but they had a weird season.
Yeah, but in the NFL, you don't have 17-team conferences either. So
that's right, and that's my point. Like, you can't do an NFL-style thing if you have 8-game or 9-game conference schedules with 17 potential opponents. You're going to have some weirdness go on at the top of those standings.
And I don't know. I just think it was James Madison and Tulane also just got matched up with the wrong team. I think if you put James Madison in against an Oklahoma – then you're not going to get as bad of a blowout or Tulane probably the same way.
I tend to agree with that.
With a bad team.
I do tend to agree. Although, let me say this real quick. The one thing that was frustrating to me about the James Madison Oregon game is that I thought James Madison's defense would hold up way better, and I thought James Madison's offense would be way worse. So, like, I was totally wrong about how James Madison would play in a game. So, even on paper, that one was just wildly different than what I thought.
Yep, I agree. But anyway, you guys keep it going all year long for me, and I appreciate you so much. Y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and enjoy and listen the rest of the day.
Thanks very much, Scott. You as well. Appreciate the phone call. I agree with, in theory, I agree with what Scott's saying there. I also think he's right about Oklahoma and Alabama both. Like, if you put those sort of anemic-looking offenses against James Madison and Tulane instead of the two best offensive football teams that played last weekend against those teams, I do think those games look a little different.
I do too, but on the other hand, the 5 seed hosting the 12 seed is supposed to look like a blowout.
That's a great point.
I mean, it's kind of built into the cake right there.
Let's go to Thad and Easley, who's up with us next. What's up, Thad?
What's going on, Cloak? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
I can't complain. Two thoughts here, and it's just, you know, we're getting into the second season of the 12-team playoff now. I don't necessarily love that, you know, you're one of the top four teams in the country, and then you got to sit out. You basically get a bye week, right? We've seen it in baseball. It happened to the Braves a couple years ago where, you know, hey, you're sitting at home. You might have been real hot to end the year, and then you're sitting at home, get cold, and then somebody has an extra game to capitalize on that. I want to get your thoughts about that, number one.
Let me say this real quick. I think the answer to your question is it is a concern. Who was it, the Phillies that played a game? Like, they played like a scrimmage? Instead, while the wild card games are going on, they played a scrimmage for their fans just to kind of keep the players in game mode. So I think that is, whether it is or it isn't, coaches and players and front office and everybody, they believe it is a legitimate concern that you can sit and lose your mojo when you're supposed to, you know, get the rest time. And so I think, before we get to your second point, I just want to go ahead and say, I think that is spot on, if for no other reason than lots of sports people think that it is.
I mean, we look at it even last year in the playoff. We saw, you know, Ohio State and Notre Dame coming through. And they didn't really have the buys last year, I don't believe. That's the first thing. Second thing, and I'll take it off the air, but, I mean, this year, realistically, do you think that the 12-team playoff has done anything aside from just get more people to play longer, if that makes sense? For example, all these teams, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, stuff like that, you'd have people opting out of these games, basically, if they weren't in the playoff of the bowl game. And I think just the 12-team playoff is kind of a way to keep everybody there in this era of the NIL. Because realistically, I don't really see a team, possibly Miami, who can win the playoff this year. That'd be about the only one. But it doesn't help when Carson Beck's throwing for 100 yards.
the eight seed won the national championship last year.
That's true. And it wasn't a 7-8 game or an 8-9 game. I guess it was 7-8. So, to your point, I mean, it has helped. The 9-12 seeds are not going to win it more often than not. But the 7-8... The expansion has already included them, and they ended up being really good. And I think one of these teams has a great chance to play for it this year as well.
You think?
I think so. Hey, Thad, we got to run. I appreciate the phone call. Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, yeah, tell your family, too. We said Merry Christmas. Thanks to y'all for what you do.
Bye-bye.
Last year, but, you know, the first part of Thad's point there about sitting out, all four of the bye teams lost last year.
I think it does hurt.
I mean, you could, but it hurts only if there's not injuries. I mean, there weren't any major injuries that I can recall on the teams that they played. They are not, susceptible to injury sitting out, which is the advantage. But there is something to that rust factor, sure.
You could also argue that the better teams ended up playing an extra game. Like, Ohio State was one of the four best teams last year. They may not have gotten the bye anyway. But, like, the way we did the bye structure last year, there were teams like Arizona State that got byes that probably should have played. Like, they probably were, like, in the 5-12 range. Before we take a break, let me tell you about Underdog. That's the best way to play this this holiday season. We have NBA and NFL on Christmas Day. Just superb, superb action. We have bowl games today. We got a bowl game starting in 20 minutes. It's great. I love it so much. Underdog's the best place to play. You got Underdog Unwrapped. Tons of promos all throughout the holidays. I'm going to try to lock in a couple things during the next break just to play today on Underdog to take advantage of that. Right now, you can join me. Download the app. Use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/ playing good terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. Henry, we're coming to you next. Hour or two continues right after this. Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-week head start, so you're not rolling into January feeling behind. I joined PhD Weight Loss when I was at the busiest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they can do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Davis Services has a few tips on how to keep your pipes from freezing this winter. Make sure you remove and drain hoses used outdoors. Add insulation to attics, basements, and crawl spaces to keep the walls warmer. When the weather is very cold outside, let your water drip. If you are going away during cold weather, leave the heat on in your home to prevent the walls from getting too cold. If, despite your best efforts, you still lose a pipe to the cold weather, call us, Davis Services, at 864-578-9233, and we'll send out one of our plumbing professionals to repair it.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Where you can get the holiday season, bowl season, and basketball season all in one place. 105.5 and 97.5.
Merry Christmas.
We are the Roar.
Workout this morning. It was nice. It felt good. You know what I didn't do? Climb a wall. Didn't climb a wall.
The jokes are there. I'm just going to ignore them.
Should have. Frankly, should have with Block Haven. BLOCHaven.com.
Build a wall.
Pouring across. 200 plus problems to solve. This and they change monthly. So take advantage of December's problems right now. And in January, it all changes. This is a great opportunity for kids. It's a great opportunity for groups of people to go. It's a great, particularly like the kids out of school right now, you're trying to keep them occupied. Great opportunity to do that. These are like free, you're sort of free climbing walls in Block Haven. You're doing it as a part, that's the reason I mentioned it. They have workout equipment there. You can do it as a part of your daily workout routine. They have a neat community there at Block Haven, the Judson Mill area, right there in Greenville. Go by and see him today. Mention the Roar. You get 20% off your first day passes. BlockHaven.com. BLOCHaven.com. Let's go to the phones. I got a couple more things to say about the playoff here. We'll get to. Henry joins us next. What's up, Henry?
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Been listening. First point about the playoffs is the playoffs have not, they've shortened the amount of time the teams are waiting. When we were at four teams, they were waiting until after New Year's. And count me, December the 10th, the New Year's, that's quite a bit of time off because those teams waited until the other bowls were over, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Secondly, and you can take, I'll take it off the air on this one, you may not have an answer for it, but we've dropped academics from eligibility in college football. Y'all can check into that. It's no longer a part of the integrity, scholarship, and so forth, blah, 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 of football. We're not tracking the players, and we're not tracking the school's graduation rate like we used to be when it was a penalty, and your season could come to an end. And you can go back a couple of years ago and see when it was at a low time, all-time low, especially for a couple of SEC schools. I am a Tiger, by the way. But anyway, I enjoy your show.
Let me ask you before I let you. Where are you seeing that, Henry?
I went on the national graduation rate for colleges. I do it every year just out of for grins.
Okay.
You know, we get a lot of lip about Dabo, and haven't met the guy. And I'll tell you, he is over top, as y'all well know. But you know, he's very pushy on this thing about the athletes graduating. I don't care what they do in breathing for credit or whatever. Getting the degree is part of the program. And there's a lot of schools, they're not even there. How do the transfer guys, how do they handle this? I mean, I have worked on a master's and had to transfer credits and found out from Clemson some didn't transfer, okay? Mm-hmm. And these kids change every year. And you know, here's kids that are in their fourth, fifth school, and there's no way. They cannot be academically eligible to play. They can't be. The system doesn't allow it unless there's a bunch of breathing for credit. You know,
Henry,
I don't know out there.
Look, I get the concern. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah. Thank.
The APR is still a thing.
That's how they pick which 5-7 teams get to go to bowl games. If they run out of bowl games, it is they rank you by your APR score.
I would agree with Henry. It's not near as stringent as it used to be, but it is not a one-year thing. It is, I want to say it's a three-year or maybe even a five-year rolling. I think it's 5 years, or five-year rolling. You have to have a 930 APR the way that they score these things, which is roughly a 50% graduation rate, which is way, that's laughable that it's that low. On the transfers, and I believe you and I talked about this last week, actually.
We did.
There is this understanding in Group of Five and in athletics now and academics where it's a little more standardized in transferring. There was a time where it was hard to transfer into Clemson because they would not count a whole lot of classes. That has changed. You know, and some would argue for the worst, but that has changed a lot. Where, like, if you're transferring now, it is most. You can't transfer in a D, but if you have a C or better in a class, chances are it's transferring in.
Now, if you're deep into a major, you might have some very specific. Depending on where you want to go, you might have some very specific classes that make it hard that you may have to do a little extra work. The reality is this, and this was true when I was in school too. You have to be making progress toward a degree. I don't know the specifics of this. I think they've actually relaxed these standards too. But when I was in school, you had to take at least 12 and pass at least 6 a semester. That was the requirement for athletes. You had to take 12 and pass 6. And I know I had friends that were stressing the 6. I had a couple of friends who were athletes. I won't say who or what sports. But they had to take a summer class to make 15 because they failed 9. they failed 9 of their 12 in the spring. And so they had to take like a Maymester or a summer course to be able to make sufficient progress toward a degree. They still measure those things. Now, I would agree with Henry. Like, if you're going through a strenuous academic exercise, it probably shouldn't be, it is not in your best interest to go to 3 schools in 4 years and try to pigeonhole your classes into different majors and things like that. But I don't think a lot of these guys are. Like, I think there are a lot of people who are making progress toward a degree they're never going to get. Which was, by the way, true of a lot of people when you couldn't just transfer without penalty. That you were just taking, had no idea, you know, no desire to get a degree. You were just taking classes toward a degree, but without the light at the end of the tunnel, or whatever metaphor you want to use there. Let's go to Billy in Surfside Beach, who's up with us next. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Quack. Ben, how you doing? Good show as always.
Thank you, sir.
I'm probably going to enjoy a 70-degree day on Christmas Day after we go to the family farm in Hartsville and come back to Surfside Beach. It's supposed to be – it's unreal. This weather's checking high, man.
Guys, like, crazy. You know, it's like the 5th or 6th Christmas in a row where I'm going to wear this. I told my family, like, I got to get another short-sleeve Christmas shirt. I have one with a Santa face that's ho-ho-ho on it, and I have to wear it every Christmas – because I can't wear any long sleeve anything. It's ridiculous.
Are you going to go short sleeve tomorrow or Thursday? Or not burn up?
I got to, listen. I took a principled stand some years ago and was miserable. I was miserable. I can't, you know, I'm going to have like a sweater for the morning, but then it's coming off.
Billy, my dad,
I don't blame you.
When we go to my parents' house on Christmas afternoon, he converts his garage into a dining room because of our family's pretty big. And so he calls me last night, and he's like, Ben, I can't get this. He's got one of those, gas heaters. He's like, I can't get this gas nozzle to connect to the heater. Can you stop by and help me? Because I'm going to need that on Christmas Day. I'm like, Dad, I'll have to help you put the window unit in the we need air conditioner.
you put that
heater away, man.
You gotta love the Carolinas. You gotta love it south, man. I do. That's one reason I live in Surfside, and then of course my family, you know, they're back and we have a family farm, so Hartsville, South Carolina, has some love in my heart as well. Hey, guys, oh, by the way, Quack, I didn't call about this, but I heard your underdog situation with and I've been doing well. I know you have your moments and you do well, it seems, too, but I woke up and I was thinking, oh, I'm gonna take the under on this Niners Colts game because they have a stingy defense, the Colts does, And San Francisco, they do give up some run. They're not a great rush defense. And Jonathan Allen, I mean, come on, man, he's going to get his. Man, I woke up, I think I went an 8 parlay. I looked, X, all the way through the whole. Everything was bombed, man. I went under. I'm like, Rivers won't break it. You know, he's grandpa now. But anyway, all that being said, hey, I know you probably run close to the break. I got a kind of a two-way, see if you and Ben can comment on this. Did you by any chance hear Kenny, I think it's Ken Dillingham, if I say that right?
Yeah, Kenny Dillingham, that's right.
Wow, is that where college football's gone? And I'm going to never, ever go away from him. I might not go to as many Clemson games as I should, but, man, it does make this. He basically just told what every coach is thinking. Did you see he sounded basically asked for a sugar daddy? I mean, let's just call it what it is. He said, is there anybody out there that's got $20 million where we can compete? And he didn't say it in words. I'll just paraphrase. With the Ohio States of the world and the Miamis and Alabamas, you know, is there anybody who can give us $20 million? Because he's only making $7.5 million, you know, annually. And it's just, is that where college football is really gotten? And I got one more for it, basketball. Guys, real quick, I really loved Foster. I thought he was that guy. Actually, I think he's actually a game changer. I think he has potential maybe a sophomore year or so forth to be like a first-team All-ACC. I hated to see him go down. And my question, can we really compete? Because it's pretty strong, fellas, this year in ACC. Don't look too far up the road. Wilson, of course, Duke's going to be Duke. Wilson's the real deal with Carolina. Then they get a starter back, and it looks like Davis went heavy into portal for his front court, and they look pretty strong, as bad as I hate to admit it. For the ACC, it's good. But my point is, and I'll take your comments off there, can Clemson, where do you kind of see them falling, especially missing Foster? Because I thought Foster was your, at the end of the year, going to be your go-to guy, kind of a double-double guy. So I'll take your comments off there. Have a Merry Christmas, fellas.
Thanks. You too, Billy. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate the phone call. We'll get to that on the other side of the top of the hour. I want to tell you about Nick Lavery. NickLaveryLaw.com. The five-star reviews all over the place for Nick and his services because he cares about Clemson people. And he cares about the way the Clemson people get treated and represented when they're in a legal situation. The DUI, MIP, these are stressful, stressful times, stressful charges. The court dates, and again, not just for the person being charged, but for their families and all this, especially like college students. Like these are hard circumstances. And you want to make sure that the mistakes that you made, that they don't necessarily derail the rest of your life. And so Nick's there to help you. And he gives it great representation in the legal sphere. That and more at NickLaveryLaw.com. Hour two is done. Hour three is up next. Don't go anywhere.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the Upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward.